Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold, filling in for Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. 76 schools in Alabama are wondering what's next after they were on a list of failing schools. The state education department used different criteria for determining failing schools. The current list ranked schools as passing or failing based on last year's ACT test reading and math scores. That led to 10 more schools than last year being included on the list. Dr. Clarence Sutton is the principal of Tuscaloosa Central High School, which made the list this year. He takes issue with referring to the schools as failing.
Failing is a harsh word, especially when you're dealing with children and teachers who are working hard. To have children come from the level we have, the situations they have, to see them come to school and to finish, and then to be labeled failing is very harsh and disappointing. I wish people would change and look and examine the word failing.
The Montgomery County and Mobile County school systems each had a dozen schools on this year's failing list. 21 schools in the Birmingham area were also considered failing. And a new study written by an Alabama researcher may change the way we think about having a stroke. The report says that African Americans are almost three times more likely to have a stroke at age 45 than their white counterparts. The difference between races decreases after that and then disappears by the age of 85. The study also looks at risk for a second stroke where race makes less difference. Dr. George Howard is the lead authority of the study. He also teaches at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. He says the traditional risk factors are still very prevalent.
The three big risk factors are hypertension, diabetes, and cigarette smoking. Among the three, hypertension is the clear winner. It accounts for about 30 to 35% of all strokes are attributable to hypertension. So it alone is almost a third of the risk.
Dr. Howard says the study focused on Alabama and other southern states, which make up what's called the stroke belt. The study will be published tomorrow in the journal Neurology. And the Obama administration has approved the first U.S. factory in Cuba in more than half a century. That allows a two-man company from Alabama to build a plant assembling as many as 1,000 small tractors a year for sale to private farmers in Cuba. Taking a quick look at weather across much of the state for this evening. Look for cloudy skies with rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorm. Chance of rain is 90%. And along the coast, thunderstorms and rain. Some of those storms could be severe. I'm Stan Ingold for APR News.